And when you sit with Mr. Dedoyin, when you see a person who is comfortable with what we call disability, with what we call adversity, when she stays with children that even their parents can't refuse to stay with, you can sense that she has accessed a part of our reality that many of us cannot access. That she has entered the place of depth and expansiveness and realization and consciousness. A lot of people have not reached. You know, the last time I talked about about adopting this hospice, so to speak, I donate to them every month, was on my birthday when I turned 30. And I only shared it for the first time on my 30th mm-hmm. birthday because I wanted other people to donate. Mm-hmm. And I'm also sharing it here because I want other people to donate. Okay. I've been donating to this orphanage for about 15 years, since I was earning 50,000 naira. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for years before, but I just thought, okay, I don't want to talk about this, but I want the world to donate. And I'm so grateful, you know, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, Pastor Godman Akinlabi, Abike Dabiri, Obi Ezekwesili, all these people who at my birthday donated buses, money, etc. Donate to the children that everybody else has left that Mr. Adedoyin has taken over and is taking care of. Donate to a sustainable initiative that is truly changing lives in the most meaningful of ways. The website's on the screen. Donate. You know, donate. Donate. That's the first and the most important reason why I did this episode. To get you to donate time, presence, money, and material. Donate another building. You know, donate extensions. Donate skills. Please donate. What is happening here is a miracle. Until you engage, you're not going to experience a deeper part of life. Until you shed tears in private over the pain of others, there's a part of this reality that God has given us that you will not appreciate. And there is no joy without empathy. There is no joy without depth. One of the most important things I do in my life, is to be part of the work that God is doing at the Heart of Gold Hospice.